I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I don't know. Okay, what's your favorite Kodak Black song?
Getting That Money.
Are you sure? You just made that up.
Made it up. I'm not a Kodak Black guy.
You're not a Kodak Black guy.
No.
Kodak Black is apparently a rapper. I'm not familiar with his work. Yeah, well-known rapper. He was the guest.
Does a lot of features on different albums. And
he does.
I'm not a Kodak Black guy, no.
So, I am now.
Why is that, John?
He was invited to a Florida Panthers game, and there's a picture of him sitting, I guess, ice side. It looks like, yeah, it looks like he's right up against the ice here. But then he and his guest, his female companion, retired to a suite at the Panthers game. It doesn't look like there are many people in his suite, but apparently there are a lot of people in suites around him, next to him, on both sides of him. And there is there's an attendant in the suite as well who is just standing there and watching. While Kodak Black and his female companion have relations in the suite.
Are you sure it's not like a...
No.
I couldn't tell, but doesn't it look like kind of like a booty dance? Like one of those, grinding against like a...
No.
Like a... Oh, my God. My daughter might be in the car. Monty, turn the channel.
That is not
turn
true.
Turn the channel.
It's totally not true. She is... No. Because he's hiding it here from the guys who are in the neck.
Well,
he's not hiding per se, but he's got his shirt so you can't see. And she's doing stuff. She's, anyway.
I mean, that is like arrestable.
Yeah. No,
that's public lewdness.
It absolutely is.
Public indecency.
It's, yeah, you can't have relations. Well, I guess you can. And the suites next to him are just watching. It just seems like a good time.
What's the difference between that and a plane? Like, just to have somebody just...
Nothing. There is no... I mean, I don't know.
One out
I don't know
plane.
If he thought a suite, just because he's in a suite, that he's got some form of privacy.
He's
talking to the guy. He's actually,
yeah,
while it's going on, he's actually talking to the guy in the next suite.
Yeah, I don't think he cares.
No, apparently not.
I think Kodak Black is not a big cares what you think guy.
Yeah. No. He's having himself. That's a better way to watch a hockey game than I've ever watched one.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying.
He's not very.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
He doesn't seem like he's very interested in the game per se. Well, I don't really want to describe how they're doing this.
Well, The fact that they're standing up on the top row of the suite, the seats.
Well, not really. No, they're right next to the seats. And he's actually leaning, you know, in between suites. There's no barrier, except there's an arm rail. There's a rail that you can, and he's actually literally talking to the guy in the suite next to him while this is.
It's not the attendant that he's talking to.
No, it looks like it's. It might be.
The whole thing's a little creepy.
Yeah, I just think, Rockets need to. You need to.
Have you ever seen Kodak Black?
By the way, I have. Yeah, Hey, Kodak Black don't care. It seems.
No, I don't think his care factor's incredibly high about what you may think about.
Or his female companion. She doesn't seem to care much.
Yeah, I don't feel like Kodak Black is saying, I wonder if they're judging me.
I don't know.
Here it is. Kodak Black twerked. Kodak Black was getting twerked on so hard at a Panthers game, people thought it was more than dancing. It was sex, and it wasn't.
Oh, really?
Kodak Black was made headlines.
Who said this? The Panthers organization?
No. He's a rapper. So he's. I thought it was twerking. So he's often been in the news for music releases. He got in trouble. Yeah, but you said Eugene K. yesterday.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Knowing someone's name and watching someone have relations
are
two different
things. Why do you
think
they're having relations when it's the same move that is done in strip clubs over and over, apparently, allegedly?
Because Kodak Black is really, I'm telling you, she's not twerking.
I 100% think he is. And so does this person.
Yeah.
But tonight, while watching Florida Panthers games, Kodak and his fiance, Mello Rax, R-A-C-K-Z, caught the attention of fans at Florida Live Arena for a different reason, namely for a round of twerking that was intense. It seemed like it might be more than just dancing, although a different clip posted later showed Rax dancing up on him in a way that seemed to indicate there was no foul play involved. Plenty of fans and then, of course, internet commenters like John Granato had already assumed that Kodak and Mello got bored watching the game and decided to get it on.
I just don't
feel- Here's the other angle, just so you can see. Okay. That's the same exact angle. You can see the bending over in a second. You'll see.
Yeah, it looks like.
His pants are totally on.
Really?
Where do you see his pants?
He's zipperless?
I think he's just trying to hide it.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's trying to hide the whole thing.
And here's her thing.
They're trying to hide the whole thing. That's exactly why I think. Yeah.
Wait. She's got a little. Oh, really? Yeah. How much do you think Mello Rax wears to a hockey game?
No, there's a picture of her earlier, and yeah, so I think you can push it aside. Whatever. None of this bothers me, if you want to know the truth. I know it would. Madi is none too pleased with this conversation.
Just watch the Kodak Black video, and it's a picture of Stephen A. Mike Wilbon. So my daughter may be losing her standing from a judgmental standpoint.
What?
You know why? Madi would not like this. This is not appropriate in public. At a game.
It's not appropriate.
I think she's on good footing that this is probably not appropriate behavior at a Panthers game, at a sporting event. However, you know, my daughter's extremely judgmental to the point of being, we joke about her being a Martha on Handmaid's Tale or for sure being a Puritan. Let's see, 3 days ago, she had something going on in the microwave for about 5 minutes. There was some water in there. I'm like, she does a lot of baking. And I thought, why would it need to be boiling? Why would she need to boil water for something she's baking? So she gets it out, and she starts walking towards the door. I said, what are you doing? She goes, I got boiling water. If you pour that on the ant bed, it'll kill the ants. It'll burn them alive while they're rebuilding their ant hill. I'm like, you're going to burn ants alive? I don't think you can pass judgment on me making comments about Kay Adams on the radio anymore. Sorry. You are out. You're looking to burn alive ants. Me and Mr. Granato have the right to say things then.
But are you worried about her maybe being a serial killer?
No.
Isn't this the start?
Is
she going to run over baby rabbits in the driveway?
No, she's taking care of the neighbor's animal. She's so sweet. Oh. Now, snacks. Like, hey, what's that? Well, I'm not allowed
JT,
to say it.
I bought JT when he was young. I don't know, 9, 10 years old. I bought him a bow and arrow, which a squirrel in our front yard was not all that happy with me. And I thought, uh-oh.
JT, real bow and arrow.
Well, real bow and arrow. He might have been 11 or 12, whatever. And he got this. From across the yard.
Got him?
Got him.
Well, I mean, squirrels are rats with tails.
They are.
Good. Congratulations.
But you know what? Squirrels. The good news was he felt really, really bad afterwards.
That's good.
That was good. I know. I was worried. I was like, oh, my God. I might be raising Dexter.
Let's see. I've got a song. I downloaded this, and I've wanted to use it in so many. If you use Daniel Licht, L-I-C-H-T. Sometimes I Wander. It's from Dexter. I want you to play this and think about this. I think about this sometimes when I have snacks doing stuff. Or JT. If JT would have gone over here, I'll let him play it, start playing it. And he'll hit it. He'll hit start here in a second. And I want to replay that because, yeah, you're right. The arrow through the squirrel.
Eye. Through the eye.
Here it is.
Sometimes I wonder what it would be like for everything inside me that's denied and unknown to be revealed.
Dad, I just killed a squirrel. It was so awesome.
I live my life in hiding.
Look.
My survival depends on it.
It's gone completely through the eye. I feel sad about this. I shouldn't have done this. No. That's when you would have been scared. I know it's awesome, but I also know I'm supposed to feel terrible about this.
I really have no feelings towards this.
I wish I felt something about this, but I don't. That's when you'd be scared. You know what I tell them? You're a hero. Because the more squirrels you kill, the better the person you are.
No, that's
yes,
not true. Yes,
100% kill all
that
squirrels.
That is totally
have
not true.
Have you ever
true.
Had a pecan tree?
I love that he was,
you ever had a pecan
tree?
No,
felt horrible.
I'm glad that he felt bad.
And now?
That's important that he felt bad. It's also important that he rid the world of these feral squirrels.
That's not so bad.
No.
When we come back, is it a good idea, really a good idea, to interview a kid the morning after the national championship?
Oh,
We will give you that lowdown.
Wait until you hear Stetson Bennett, and I know what you're thinking. I'm thinking he's tired, but
we'll see. You and I have different views on things that happened yesterday.
Yeah. I'm giving the kid a benefit of the doubt.
And I'm giving Kodak Black a lot of credit.
You think the worst things are always happening, which in 2022, you might be the favorite in those.
Right now, though, I'm talking about Doc Linville and the greatness that is the Doc. And if you're looking for hair, my man, he is the best. There is no question that Doc Linville is going to put hair back on your head. The results are amazing. He is getting, I mean, it's like 90%+, not over 95, 97, whatever percentile. He said, it's just so good. The neo-grafting is different than the way they used to replace the hair, take it from the back and cut it. And oh my God. And then place it in there. It was so painful, so terrible. This process is much more wonderful. This process is so easy. I was actually in the chair for about 4 hours and that's it. And now I've got a great head of hair and it's all because of Doc Linville. I mean, it was so embarrassing. I mean, you got a giant bald spot in the back and it's just terrible. So if you're looking to, you know what, you want to continue to feel young, you want to have a great head of hair, you just want hair. It's okay. It's okay. It's not narcissistic. It's just okay to have hair. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. Get a free evaluation from Doc Linville and then start the process. 975hair.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah, cleaning up the show. Kirby Smart's been in Georgia for 6 years now. Man, it's flying by.
Wait, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Oh, yeah, 21.
21. Yeah. 6 years. Jimbo's going into his fifth year. Listen, now, Kirby was in the national championship in his second year. Jimbo's yet to make the playoffs, so there's a little bit of difference there. Although, you know, you could argue that he could have and maybe should have made the playoff last year, which is not on him. It's an invitational. So, but yeah, Jimbo's getting better and better. And no, I like the direction is great. And by the way, this is going to be a much this to me, when he lost Haynes King in that Colorado game. You got to put a take this whole season with a grain of salt.
Well, I didn't think Haynes King was all that tutti frutti. The games that I saw him, with that said, there's no way he was worse than Zach Calzada.
No, there was a reason he won the job.
Yeah, Zach Calzada. Yeah, I can't believe. Here's what scares me.
That,
he said it was
Zach
close.
Calzada was in the. Yeah.
I'm not sure that Haynes King is a great quarterback based on this close competition and seeing who the winner was. Yeah. Although, once again, he'll always have that Alabama win.
And oh, by the way, the Saints' job is a hell of a lot more favorable today. They've signed Blake Bortles to a contract. So that quarterback that you were looking for,
yeah,
as a Saints coach, and they've also signed wide receiver Kevin White.
So these are just future contract. They're basically like, yeah, we're going to have you on our camp next year. That's all these are. Kevin White.
He hasn't been. When was the last time
what
Kevin White
a bust.
Played? Yeah.
What a bust. That's Chicago Bears first round pick
for the Bears. 15 he was.
I want to say it was even higher than that. That was my first draft that I wrote up. And Kevin White is
now... Don't say anything to West Virginia. People Kevin are coming White after is now you again.
29 years yeah, old.
When's the last time he played?
Boy, did they want to put the cape on for Kevin by White at way, Chicago?
By the way, did you see what Heather Dinich tweeted?
He was the seventh pick.
He was the seventh
pick? See, this is why, just because wow. you have a lot of high draft picks, to the caller Michael earlier, the Texans grab all these picks. If, when you draft Kevin White, you basically, your whole draft is ruined in some regards.
Did you see what Heather Dinich tweeted?
No.
That Gordon G was being escorted out of the building, the president of West Virginia, as we speak. And she says, it's a shame.
What?
He's being escorted, a police escort out when of the was? Building. Gordon G, the president, the former president of Ohio State and now president of West Virginia.
Wait. He was being escorted out of which building?
Out of West Virginia building.
You mean out of their own building?
Yes. I'm trying to find more confirmation.
Was he involved with WikiLeaks? Did he give Julian Assange? That's just the documentary I watched recently, so now I'm on the more Julian Assange stuff.
You
watch two good documentaries for you. The Making of David Geffen, which it's an older doc. Or The Inventing of David Geffen. It's an older doc, but it's well worth watching. I had no idea some of the stuff. Oh, and then the Julian Assange
okay,
stuff.
No. He's being escorted out from the talks, from the college football playoff talks.
Oh, what does that
okay.
mean?
I don't know. And without any comment, apparently. Oh, okay. He's on the committee. Oh, never mind.
Oh, I was hoping that he had done something.
Me too.
I had hoped it was the feds.
Me too.
Like, oh, my, is he a Russian operative? I just got done watching the last season of The Americans.
Oh, it's and awesome. So, Americans was one of my favorite shows.
No, I'd watched Americans previously, but yeah. Americans is a great show.
The Americans is a great show.
Great show. Kerry Russell, yeah. Another one of those shows where the first couple of years,
Kay Adams they're going to hag.
Once again.
Never mind. Maddie. Kay Adams. There's nothing good about Kay Adams.
So, let me focus. What was I saying now? Oh, yeah. So the Americans, even though it's on FX, they do stuff too.
Oh, they do stuff.
They do stuff early on, Game of Thrones. They get you, and then they're like, all right, we don't have to do anything anymore.
Right, we don't have to do that anymore. Oh, and like The Outlander?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, my goodness. Watch the early seasons? Holy crap.
They a lot do of doing lot stuff of there.
You know who was doing stuff on Monday night was Stetson Bennett. He won a national championship.
He was doing stuff.
He was doing stuff, yeah. And he was doing stuff all night long because he was on Good Morning America, and he is – you judge for yourself. Now, you can't see him.
Now, remember, we stopped watching the game. He was on the field in his pads at 11:30. I don't think it's outrageous to think he got out of the locker room and everything at 1:30. He does talk about him and his family a little bit in here. I know Stetson Bennett was probably up most of the night, and he's very, very tired. However, and that can cause you to be not at your best if you've had 1 or 2 hours of sleep. However, I understand how it also could appear to be and may also include, they're not necessarily mutually exclusive, drinking and not sleeping, as you would know.
Oh, listen, when we won a state championship in high school, we bussed back. It was a long bus ride. We were up for days. I mean, I don't know what kind of helps that.
Really?
Really.
Were you on Chicago Today the next morning?
I was not, but we did.
Were you on Bozo the Clown?
I was on Bozo the Clown.
Into the bucket?
Not the next day. Oh, okay. But we were on Bozo the Clown like a week later. Yes, I really was. Yeah.
You've told me that's how I know that, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because you said that.
Yeah, we were on Bozo the Clown. But Stetson Bennett, you can't see him, but go look at the video when you get to work or if you're at your computer now.
Just imagine his eyes are halfway closed.
When you look at him, you're going to know, dude was wasted. And here he is on Good Morning America.
Stetson Bennett is joining us live. Stetson, good morning, my friend. How you feeling this morning after that incredible performance last night? Have you had a chance to get any sleep?
Yeah, a few hours. not many. I've been wondering about... not many.
Well, you're going to have plenty of time to sleep. Congratulations, and what a story. Not just the Bulldogs, but you. I mean, you start your career there at Georgia. You're a walk-on. You transfer to a junior college. You come back to Georgia. You know, so many people overlooked you. What have you learned about yourself during this journey?
Well, Holly,
I think I'd always had a pretty constant view about myself. I think I learned that life's hard. You got to work for what you want. You got to bet on yourself, just like, all you guys, and just like Michael and, everybody here, everybody who's ever been successful, you got to bet on yourself. And other people might put in some, change on the odds, but, that never really matters.
Pause. That was one where he goes, they might
love
have
the people
some change
around
on
you,
the odds.
They gotta love you.
Okay, that's the first time, because I'm trying to give him the bit. I'm like, okay, this could be sleepy, because I don't hear standard drunk guy slurred speech. I hear tired speech. But then he made a comment like, they may change on the odds. Like, all right, I don't know what this means. Now he's starting to say things that don't make a lot of sense.
And my dog.
What did you learn about? Like, Robin didn't try to make him cry, but.
No, but he's wasted, dude.
You think he's wasted for sure?
I love that. What would you do? When I heard what a waste Nick Saban is, after he wins a national championship, he eats a Little Debbie and starts calling
everybody
recruits.
Everybody doesn't have to get wasted. Smashed like you.
It's just. Why are you doing it if you can't enjoy the celebration after?
If your liver gives, when your liver gives out, are you going to say, I wish I hadn't done it?
Hell no.
I know. See, you're unrepentant, and that's good. That's you're right. Like, this is how I'm going out, then this is how I'm going out.
It's all
Stetson
right.
Stetson Bennett.
By the way, I get my liver tested every 6 months or so, and it's just fine. My liver is doing just fine. Thank you.
You get it tested every 6 months?
Every 6 months.
Stetson Bennett. If he didn't drink, then he just doesn't drink. Like, the only reason not for him to celebrate by chugging champagne, it's not like you had it. Okay, it doesn't sound like Steve Sparks is on Good Morning America right there after the Astros win a division. It didn't sound like that.
Well, no, but he's.
Hey, what are you going to do about that, Carlos Correa? Whoa! And they're like, okay,
well,
easy, Sparks.
That was Stetson Bennett at about 2 a.m.
Might
this
have been.
This was 8, and he's like, yeah.
Yeah, it might have been.
You know what?
Could have been.
You're thinking about Robin, man, watching.
He doesn't sound that bad.
He's wasted, dude. I love it. And you know what? Good for Stetson. I've got more respect now for Stetson Bennett.
Okay? You didn't respect him for beating Nick Saban?
Listen, Stetson Bennett's going to live his best life for the rest of his days in Georgia.
I got a text from our buddy Chris, who before the game, he said, We had dinner on Saturday night. We just went and grabbed sushi at a sushi place, me, him, Nicole. And he goes, he said, yeah, I've got Georgia minus the points. I said, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is, though, Stetson Bennett has to beat Nick Saban. Like, everything checks out, but then I have to answer the question, can Stetson Bennett beat Nick Saban? And so we kept talking. He texted me before the game, probably 30 minutes. He goes, I can't stop thinking about what you said about Stetson Bennett. I said, listen, Five Star came on the air, and he laid it out to me before the first game. He said, come on, man, Stetson Bennett's going to beat Nick Saban. Stetson Bennett's going to beat Bryce Young. And I realized at that time that my -8 was dead in the water before they even played. And I said, I couldn't get it out of my head. He goes, I can't stop. He goes, I feel like I got a loser. I feel like I'm on the losing side. And into the fourth quarter, it looks like Stetson can't beat Nick Saban. You bet on Stetson Bennett, but then? But then the fourth quarter happened. He had one drive, and then a defensive pass, and then a pick six, and that's all she wrote.
That's it. All right, 713-780-3776. Still ahead, Josh Norris is going to join us. He had some interesting tweets yesterday about Deshaun Watson and the situation. So that's going to be at the top of the hour right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't you go anywhere. I'm talking right now about Champion Energy. And if you're looking for a great way to save some money every single month, period, exclamation point, love my bill. I've never said, wow, holy cow, that's really, really a lot more than I thought. Never, never. You, my friends, are going to be able to benefit from a locally owned and operated company. That's kind of a big deal. The money is staying right here. You're dealing with people that are going to give you a square deal. Everybody's got fees, but the ridiculousness of when you look at, go look at your electricity bill if you're with some other company and see the fees that they throw on there, and it's just ridiculous. The things that they come up with just to gouge you. And that's not the case with Champion Energy. They're going to give you a square deal. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560 and start saving. Stop already paying more. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Seth Trackman has his first round mockout. Lance, who does he have the Texans taking?
Pick number three. Evan Neal.
Correct.
Yeah.
Aiden Hutchinson, one. Kayvon Thibodeau, two. Evan Neal, three.
There's definitely a chance that that goes down. I think that's the favorite right now.
George Karlaftis, four. Derek Stingley Jr., five.
Yeah. Okay. These are all.
Kenny Pickett, six to Carolina.
Yeah. I mean, I could. This is
David Ajabo, seven.
Who is this?
Seth Trackman.
I think David is going to follow further than that.
You do?
He'll test well, but he's still very raw. I think that he's more like in the 12s, 13s, probably.
Garrett Wilson, eighth. Malik Willis, ninth.
No.
No.
Malik is going to. No. Struggle to get in a first.
Kyle Hamilton, 10th. I'm gonna go
higher on Hamilton.
Yeah,
Hamilton's pretty much can't miss. Like Hamilton is very Charles Cross.
Except it's a position that you don't normally take high.
Well, really good safeties. Jamal Adams, for example, they're going to be in a top 10. But you got to have the right team. You have a team that needs safety that can utilize safety. That's the problem. Is so Ike Iguanu the. Tackle from NC State is probably going to be up there. Charles Cross from Mississippi State. There's going to be three tackles, I think, that go inside the top 12. I'm trying to think who the top wide receiver is with Jameson Williams.
He's got Garrett Wilson. Jameson.
That's not the kind of guy I'd want to take.
Now, Jameson Wilson Williams might fall because of the knee.
Yep. ACL tear.
But people are going to go, oh, you see, it's just worthless to play in these games. Is it all going to be because Jameson Wilson Williams
no,
hurt his knee?
There's other off the there's some character concerns there, but what I've been told by a team, but I'm not going to put them out there. But you know, I think there's some concerns, but at the same time, if you like him, you want to have him in the first round because you want 5 years, especially if you have to redshirt him this year, which I still think he'll come back off of. Based on timetable, I think he'll be pup list and he'll make it back midpoint of the season. But you also could look at this as, okay, we'll draft him in the first because we get 5 years with him potentially. So we're not going to worry as much about him being hurt to start the season this year. Those look like decent. I think Sauce Gardner from Cincinnati is going to be up there, way up there, the cornerback.
He doesn't have him anywhere near. He's got McDuffie. You like McDuffie out of Washington, right?
Love McDuffie.
Yeah.
And where does he have him?
He's got McDuffie at 16 to Philadelphia. He's got, this is interesting, Matt Corral to the Saints at 18.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think Matt Corral fits that offense.
Yeah.
Honestly, what Sean Payton does, I think it's a really good fit.
He's right, got Roger McCreary, a cornerback from Auburn.
I'm not done with writing up all the players. Here's how I have it right now. But like I said, I haven't written up any Georgia defenders. I haven't written up any Alabama defenders. But right now I have Kyle Hamilton, one. I know he's not drafted first, but my highest grades, Kyle Hamilton, Aiden Hutchinson, Kayvon Thibodeau, Evan Neal, Tyler Lindenbaum, center from Iowa, Treylon Burks, the wide receiver from Arkansas. That dude is – I would draft him before Garrett Wilson and not blink. And it's like – to me, it's not even
– cool.
I mean – Treylon Burks from Arkansas, 225 pounds, and runs great with the ball in his hands. He's an unbelievable athlete. Charles Cross, Trent McDuffie, Derek Stingley, Kenny Pickett, Garrett Wilson, David Ajabo, Chris Olave, Kenyon Green, Matt Corral, Bernard Raymond. That's how I have it. But obviously, there's a lot of – you don't hear Jordan Smith. You don't hear any of the Georgia defenders. I think today's a Georgia day for me, which means I'm going to write up six players from Georgia over the next over 7 hours. I'm just going to watch nothing but Georgia tape and write up those players.
He's got Jordan Davis at 24.
So it's about right for a run-only, yeah, non-pass rush big who can have a massive impact.
He's got Tyler Linderbaum at 23. It's kind of late for him, isn't it?
Center, zone scheme only. He's small. You weren't here when he came for the – because all the guys, it was Kenyon Green for the, was it Lombardi? He was here, and I brought him in my office. We were watching some tape. He's 6'2", 290. He's just not a big guy.
Well, so he's does a he zone have the frame? Scheme. What kind of frames he got?
He's a zone scheme only guy. He's got a thick frame for a 290-pound guy. He was a wrestler. He's strong, but he's much smaller. Can you imagine him having to line up against Jordan Davis? 6'6", 360. He's outweighed by 70 pounds.
He's a wrestler. You never mess with a wrestler.
No, he's – well, you mess with a wrestler, but I know.
I lost a tooth doing it.
I know, but most centers are not going to lose teeth because they're being pummeled by a wrestler 3 years older than him or whatever because they messed with their girlfriend. That's not the same. What happened to you is not the same that the Tyler Linderbaum and his own
team. I'm just telling you, do not mess with a wrestler. Oh, okay.
In general, that's a great rule. No,
or a UFC fighter. Are you going to do
Pat
that?
Pat McAfee had a great – I just stumbled across it yesterday where he had a whole discussion about cauliflower ear guys. If you see a cauliflower ear guy, once they come into the bar, you immediately stop. Whatever foolishness that you've got going on, it stops.
Absolutely.
There's no
right.
jackassing around.
No.
Grab-assing. There's no jolly popping at the Sonic, as one of my coaches used to say in high school. You stop all that nonsense when the cauliflower ears guys come in.
Yeah.
It all stops. And you definitely don't talk back to a cauliflower ear guy. You know how they got those ears? A lot of grappling. They've been a lot of scraps on the ground.
And that's the worst because they get you down right away. Then they pin your arms with their legs and they just start punching you in the face. And so that's just a lesson for Jordan Davis against Tyler Linderbaum. Okay. He's a wrestler.
Tyler is a wrestler. He's a state champ who beat Tristan Wirfs, his future teammate at Iowa, when they were in high school. I watched the tape of it. I'm like, Tristan Wirfs was one of the biggest wrestlers. When you have wrestlers who are, Tyler was 265 in high school. Tristan Wirfs was 295. It's one of the biggest wrestlers I've ever seen in my life. And he's well proportioned. Like low. Yeah. Bigger than The Undertaker.
Wow.
Yeah. Undertaker's not 300, I don't think. He wasn't at his prime. I don't know. Wrestlers are pretty big.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar was pretty big. But those are different wrestlers.
Yeah, yeah. But they're still wrestlers. Yeah,
still wrestlers.
Oh, go say something about them to their face and see what happens to you.
No, I don't mess with wrestlers.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that's the rule. I don't want to have my tooth knocked out. But no, Tyler Linderbaum has
Andre
to play in a zone scheme.
Big dude.
If Tyler Linderbaum gets with a team who runs zone scheme, he'll be an all-pro. He's really, really good. But there's still a lot of good players for me to write up. The Texans are going to have – it's a good second round, it looks like. I'm excited. I'm excited to see a draft where we've got a first and second round pick. When's the last time the city of Houston has had a first round pick?
Jalen Green.
Okay, well, before this year,
yeah.
Before this year, this is – well, it'll be 2021. Yeah, Jalen Green. But for the Rockets, it was forever since we had a first-round pick. What? It had been Clint Capela?
And now, look, you get first-round picks, and look what happens. You start...
Start what?
Playing basketball games with them. Right.
Yes, you do play basketball games with them. But do you get excited about the thought of the next first-round pick coming in? Trevor Lawrence is going to get his hands on probably Aiden Hutchinson. So you'll have... a high football character guy. Like, if you want to change culture, that's great.
You think he'd rather have Evan Neal?
Yeah, that's probably. not a bad point.
Probably.
That's not a bad point. Yeah, I think he'd rather have a healthy...
That'd be real nice for you over there, Aiden. That's great.
I think he'd rather have a healthy offensive line at some point,
too. That's what I'm
saying. Or healthy wide receivers.
His offensive line sucked.
Healthy wide receivers.
Yep.
Davis Mills is like, excuse me,
yeah.
I didn't have a...
Any of that.
Can we get back to me with my... passes over 20 yards.
Charm.
I also didn't have a good I need the attention on me again, guys. Did you guys take a look at what I had going on here?
Mm.
Did you see this? Charlie Heck was my best lineman this year. He was the best. Nobody better than Charlie Heck.
That's a problem. That's a problem. We'll get back to the coaching carousel on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. And still ahead, Josh Norris is going to join us to talk about this Deshaun thing. We will do all of that. But right now, we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing, Lance. Aqueduct Plumbing and Billy
the bench
and Mary.
Plumbing.
TheBenchPlumbing.com. TheBenchPlumbing.com. Yes, that's right. And listen, if you're looking for a plumber that you can actually trust, that's what. And you're like, how do you know that, John? You know what? I've met these people. I've seen their work. I really do. I really believe in them. And you know what? You got to trust. I'm sorry, but go ahead and trust a guy named Sal that's coming to your house and charging you $70 just to look at them pipes. Looks it over and says, "Yeah, it'll be about $40,000." What? Sal, beat it. I'm calling Aqueduct Plumbing.
Plumbing. You need to move gas. Maybe your gas lines. You want to move them because you're getting a. A grill built into your patio. Maybe you are remodeling your bathroom. Maybe you just have leaky faucets. You've got you need hydrostatic testing because you're worried that you have a leak underneath your foundation. These are all things that our friends over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company that they do for you. They do it quickly, they do it efficiently, and they do it at a very fair price. Make sure you take the website down, thebenchplumbing.com. Anytime you have an issue, just go to thebenchplumbing.com, and I promise you they've got you covered.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
848 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Amber Theo Harris of the NFL Network. Do you know her?
I don't know her. I haven't been there for over 2 years. Think about that. I haven't been to NFL Network since spring of 19.
And they're still charging you taxes in California?
Yeah. Every time I'm in town, I get the tax board. They've got a notorious...
How do they
notoriously
know? Are they waiting for you at the airport? How do they know
you? No, they just that I'm on their payroll, and they're like, "Hey, you owe us this much money." I'm like, "I don't live there, dummies." So I don't. You've been here? Yeah. Well, every time you're here, what if it's on a Saturday and I'm just hanging out? Are you on salary? Because if you're on salary, you're getting paid every day. Yeah?
Give us some money.
Give it up.
Even vacationing?
No.
No.
If I'm there for work.
No.
So
she says, my birdies say announcement soon. Jim Harbaugh to the NFL.
Somebody said,
he's just trying to use the NFL to get a better contract.
It's happening. We were hearing these rumors. Like, I had somebody I'm close with. We were there for Joe Moore Awards. Somebody I'm close with is like, "Boys, don't be surprised if Jim Harbaugh ends up in a pros." I'm like, "What?" Like, yeah. And he wasn't just saying this out of nowhere. He had been in a conversation the day before, and I'm going to say he was in a group of people, and he obviously got this from somebody. So my whole thought was, man, Jim Harbaugh is going to go to the pros. But when you look at it,
in the pros, and he's been to a Super Bowl.
He is, but here's the other thing. He was on the hot seat this year. Why not go out
because
this is not a bad reset on a career right now, because Ohio State's going to be back in that ass next year.
This is when you go out.
So it makes sense. Oh, MJD is doing a hula hoop on Good Morning Football.
Oh, MJD is no longer a running back. He's now going to take on Tyler Linderbaum.
Yeah. He's always been a little thick.
He's been thick, but he's...
My guy is the best. He's the best. He's not tall. So Kay Adams must be 5'1". Because MJD is not a tall guy, but MJD, you would love him. He is hilarious. His stories about Jacksonville are frankly horrifying. They're hilarious, but also you realize, whoo, that sounds like a rough locker room there. Wow. He had people who, you know, they had to go do weigh-ins, and they would just tell guys, like John Henderson would come over, and it wasn't John Henderson. It was somebody else would just go over and say, 252, like, "Well, you're supposed to get on the scale, write down 252. Okay. Like, they would bully the guys who are supposed to be writing down the weights because there's weight checks, because there's you know, you could get fined.
You're fined, yeah.
Nope. They would just tell him, this is how much I weigh. Okay.
I just weighed myself.
Daniel Jeremiah said he had the same thing happen when he was with the Ravens. It was like, here's the weight. He goes, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Ravens. Or is he the Ravens or Browns, one or the other.
So we started the show with David Culley talk. And, you know, I mean, there is an outrage. I mean, an outrage in this city about the unprofessionalism that is the Houston Texans. I mean, I guess everybody's just assuming that they know exactly what they want to do, who they want to hire. They're positive that this is, I mean, they're leaving David Culley hanging in the wind. How about, to me, I mean, and because you didn't tell him on Monday, like all the, well, not Joe Judge, obviously very unprofessional by the New York Giants. They waited until Tuesday to fire him. I think it was very unprofessional by the New York Giants.
Are these real things that people care?
No.
It's the week after. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. What difference does it make?
No. You have to be fired, apparently, on Black Monday.
Why?
Or tell your coach his status. How about you go through the process of breaking down everything, do a deep dive like Cal did, like on Brian Gaines, right? You got to do a deep dive. Cal's got to do his deep dive on David Culley, right?
Deep dives. Oh my
God. How about you got to break it all down, and then you have to come up with a. By the way, they're losing out on the best candidates. The best candidates that didn't make the playoffs? Those guys?
There's no best candidates that you're losing out on. You can get in the mix for any and all of them. The best candidates are not going to want this job anyway. This is not...
And that's where I disagree, that this is not a desirable job.
I don't think based on... I think that Miami...
I would disagree with... You know, Miami, okay, I get it. That would be a more desirable job. Although, the number of wins that Brian Flores had the last couple of years... Did you see Pro Football Talk? Apparently, Stephen Ross was pissed at Brian Flores because he wouldn't tank a couple of years ago to get Joe Burrow.
Really?
Yeah.
He was pissed. To get Joe Burrow?
It was supposed to be tank for Tua, right?
Yeah.
And they ended up with Tua instead of Joe Burrow.
Well, Stephen Ross, that's a losing mentality.
That's right. And this is allegedly, but Florio
wrote it. Burrow was not even a factor until much later in the season in that conversation. It had already flipped with them. They were already too competitive by then.
Yeah.
I'm never going to fault a coach for trying to win.
8-1.
A coach with his first chance to be a head coach, he just won 7 games, got fired. That's how quick it can end for coaches, too, especially on pro football level. I'm never, ever going to diminish a coach who's trying to win games, man. That's their livelihood.
That's allegedly. And that was a story by Mike Florio, and this is allegedly what happened behind the scenes in Miami. That's desirable? A guy who just finished 8-1 on the season and got fired? I mean, now, they did have the Tua Tagovailoa. He apparently, Brian Flores and Tua had an altercation or an argument or whatever.
Yeah.
He was pissed at Tua. Apparently, he and Chris Greer have a disagreement.
I'd be curious about what. So if I'm a coach, I get my agent to get on the phone and find out what was the disagreement about with Tua. I would try to reach out to Brian Flores. Hey, what was the deal? If I'm a coach, hey, I call another coach who has Brian Flores' number. Hey, I'm looking at the Miami job. What do I need to know? Like, what is the issue with Tua? Because what Brian Flores could say is something like, and I have not heard this. This is a hypothetical. He might say something like, Tua was not coachable. He became a guy who was this, that, and the other. And you know what? I mean, I'm just... You know, my own personal opinions, I'm not sure if Tua's the guy, but I had a real problem with how he handled things when blah, 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 or some leadership we asked him to take. It could be something like that. You know, it could be, and the general manager's like, hey, enough of this. You're on Tua's ass all the time. It's because I already know you want Deshaun. I get it. We're not going to have Deshaun. So you need to coach up Tua. I'm not going to let a guy get away with blah, blah, blah. That's how it could have actually gone down.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It could also be the Tua. Maybe it's not that I must have Deshaun Watson. As a matter of fact, it's probably less like that, and it's probably more like something he didn't like as a coach, and the other guy whose job it is to build the roster says, hey, that's our guy, so you're going to have to buy in and get with Tua. I don't think that's a bad job at all. They got a lot of talent. They've got their draft picks. they've got the the Eagles have their first round pick this year, right? Yeah, because they traded back up for Waddle, by the way, who broke the rookie receiving record. You've got Tua, you've got Waddle, you've got some things to build around over Miami. I think that's a pretty good job.
Again, revisiting Denver, an attractive job. Raiders, an attractive job.
I keep saying that.
Well, man, they got $39 million in cap space, and they've got Las Vegas, which will be very attractive.
And
to
also,
you're going to
keep
agents.
Getting DUIs, probably. You had three this year.
Well, you can get DUIs.
It's a high number. Well,
Geno Smith just had a DUI in Seattle.
I saw that. But
and
you had
did you
somebody
hear what he did?
No. If you're a backup,
he kept telling, your guys are going to regret this, and y'all have little D's. The cops. Is that
smart?
Yeah, my wife. The cop was joking about, my wife complains about how much I work. Probably because you got a little D.
Yeah, that's smart.
Gino.
Seattle's like, we can get a backup anywhere. Let's cut Gino. We don't need this guy anymore.
No.
That's what you want to do, Gino. But the Houston job, we can sell it as being a great job. It is still, I'm telling you now, people don't love that Jack Easterby has a say. They don't. Nobody in football thinks it's good.
No. However, Denver, is it more attractive or less attractive when you don't know who the owner is right now? I mean, that's scary.
Cal versus no owner.
B. Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
That's right, B, but you also have no quarterback over there.
When we come back, Josh Norris is going to join us. He is he's a content strategy and production for Underdog Fantasy.
You see him. He's the guy in the commercials with the strawberry blonde hair and the black T-shirt. That's Josh Norris.
That's Josh Norris.
Doing all the commercials for Underdog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see him right there. I see him right there, yeah. Anyway, so we're going to do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save